But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Fresh Atlantic salmon portions, 7-ounce farm-raised, including marinated portions, just $5.99 each. Delicious Hass avocados or mangoes, 4 for $5, or just $1.25 each. This week's digital deal is the delicious Sumo Citrus, $2.47 per pound, limit 4 pounds. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style. I'm so fancy.
Ah! It is time, ladies and gentlemen, to tickle Leroy's fever. Go around the football slate for this weekend. Are you ready, Leroy?
I am. Let's kick it off tonight.
Let's do it. Texas, Ohio State, the Cotton Bowl. Ohio State, 6-point favorite, 7:30. Ticket your fancy?
Not enough.
Not enough points?
Not enough points.
Interesting.
Texas has this incredible... slow starts every week. You do that this week, you're doing exactly what Oregon did, playing catch up the whole game. I have zero faith. This is not the playoffs of the quarterback. It really isn't. You saw the two quarterbacks last night. The two quarterbacks tonight, I mean, they've been trying to replace Ewers all year with Arch.
And it does feel that way, doesn't it?
And Howard is skittish at times. Pretty amazing that we are playing a game now with another quarterback that was in Ohio State.
Greedy.
How many quarterbacks have they had in a few years, in the last 10 years?
I don't know, but did you see the rumors yesterday with Carson Beck?
He's coming here.
That's the word.
I have a question.
Hmm?
Are we just going to overlook that UCL?
I was going to ask you about that.
We don't know if he needs surgery. If he needs surgery, that's Tommy John surgery.
Is that same disease as baseball? Is it different? Like, how long is it?
Thrown something heavier.
Yeah, so it's like, how's the recovery for that? I'm genuinely asking.
I would say it would be.
I guess you don't have to throw it 100 miles an hour. I don't get it. I don't understand how long that takes.
I don't know how it affects football.
Matt Stafford had it, right? Didn't he just recently have it? I thought that he had a UCL. That's why he missed a lot of time that one year.
The one year. It was 2 years ago, I think. Or maybe even last year.
Said that he went, he already did the surgery.
Who, Beck?
Yeah.
Yeah. He already did the surgery. So I don't know. Keeping baseball is a little bit different, but football you throw every day.
Hmm.
So yeah. I'm being 100% honest with you. I don't know.
I mean, in baseball, you have to be able to get through. My guess would be, because I'm an athlete.
Nah.
My guess would be is in baseball, because you have to throw curveballs and sliders and the tension on your arm, I would guess is just more. And then throwing something, while it's not heavier, you got the grips on it. I just think you put your arm in weirder positions.
No, I got you. That's why, it's funny that the softball pitchers, the women's, they pitch every game.
It's crazy.
They pitch every game.
On Saturday, Leroy.
All right, let's go.
The LA Chargers take on the traditional Saturday matchup of the Houston Texans. They're always putting the Texans first, dude. Always.
Remember, the Texans usually always be on NFL Network.
Yep. That's their spot right there, dude.
You got the LA, the home of the Houston Texans.
The LA Chargers 3-point favorites. It's a 4:30 kick on CBS. Leroy, tickle your fancy.
Just rule of thumb for playoff people: Saturday games are 4:30 and 8:00. Sunday games start at 1:00 regular time. So throughout the playoffs, that's all you need to know. It does tickle my fancy.
My fancy is tickled.
Houston has not played well this year for whatever reason, but they do have a really good defense. The Chargers don't care because they'll just run it inside of them and nickel and dime you. And it might be one of those games where Justin Herbert goes 15 for 18 for 125 yards and they blow the Texans out. They're a sound team. They're not a great team, but that can win you a couple of games. So I think I definitely think that I would lean towards the Chargers in this one.
All right. Then up at 8:00, like you said, the Pittsburgh Steelers visit the Baltimore Ravens. The Ravens were up over a double-digit favorite. It has come down a little bit. They are now 9.5-point favorites over the Steelers. They do not have Zay Flowers. Does this game tickle your fancy?
Yes, and here's why.
My fancy is tickled.
For the last 15 years, we have mocked and made fun of how's Pittsburgh going to do this? How are they going to do that? How are they going to do this? And they have found a way to get to the playoffs and win games. I don't know if Russ still has it, but if there's any chance, this is the week to show it. Because for some reason, Pittsburgh can play Baltimore well. The Pittsburgh, Cleveland, and Baltimore, those three teams beat up on each other every year. They never sweep each other, right? So it could be one of those games. Now, when you watch Pittsburgh, they don't really do anything elite.
Yeah.
They're just a solid football team, whereas Baltimore has elite players, but their defense isn't as good as it's been.
But Pittsburgh has been slumping offense.
Right.
Major. Right.
And they haven't won a playoff game in a minute.
Nope.
So.
Nope. The ingrate Pittsburgh fans are saying this is the Tomlin thing. You know, he'll do good in a regular season, but then in the playoffs, you got no shot. And
even if you realize that he has, based on some of the talent that he's had, no reason to be in the playoffs in the first place, maybe that's the accomplishment for this team. Right? For fans to say, oh, we can't win a playoff game. Look at your roster. Look at your team. Look at what you had to do at quarterback. Look at, you know, you haven't been running the ball all that well this year, which is a staple of Pittsburgh football. So I think it'll be a close game. I can't see Baltimore blowing Pittsburgh out because guess what? They never blow Pittsburgh out. But my wild card is Russ.
By the way, Pete Thamel says Beck will not be able to throw until March, which would have complicated his NFL draft process and will likely force him to miss spring practice at his next school. Sources say the variety of feedback that he got from the draft process led to this decision, which is obviously very similar to what happened to Cam Ward outside of the injury. Cam Ward was in the draft and then yanked himself out and went to the U. Worked out for him.
All right. Well, I could see it, but like, I'm going to caution you guys, okay? When Carson Beck was playing.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Nobody was like, oh my God, Carson Beck. It wasn't like a Cam Moore situation, right? When Cam Ward was available, everybody in the country was giddy and excited that they could get a star quarterback.
Yeah, but he wasn't. But I don't think people thought he was coming to the U and thought that he was going to be potentially the number one pick in the draft.
Like, no, but they knew
he played himself into that.
They knew he was good, though, before he got here. He had success everywhere. I mean, dude, he has the most touchdowns ever in college football. So, yeah, like,
well, you know, but then he left at halftime.
Oh, stop. So, I don't know. Like, he played for a – he won – didn't he win a national championship? Did Carson Beck win a national championship? I think so. I would say – so – he's coming over with pedigree, playing in SEC, playing. He won two. Major college football, all those things, right? But the chatter around him was not the same as Cam Ward. So I would, and having that injury and not knowing how he's going to come back from that, like, yeah, it's a good signing. He might be.
Well, let's be real about it, though. We saw what we have.
There's that too.
It's a major upgrade, and I mean, if you do buy into this SEC, I mean, he's going against the SEC, go to the ACC. I don't buy into that because
I'm gonna tell you what. All that talk about the SEC, stop. Because we made fun of the Big 12 for 20 years, and you got a Big 12 SEC team in the semifinals.
I don't think it's I think it's a good thing for the Canes, especially with
the No, without it is things. It is, but I'm just saying, like, let's not get, you know, over, you know, I'm speaking to you. What? You know how you do.
I mean, whatever, baby. Listen, he wants to be happy. Isn't he?
No, I'm talking about, you know how you're gonna get.
I'm not gonna do anything.
Oh my goodness. Over exuberant, over excited. I would just say, give it a minute. We don't know what Carson Beck you're going to get yet. He hasn't thrown a football. He'll be throwing football in March. Let's see how this plays out a little bit before we get all excited about we got a quarterback. That's all I'm saying.
Sunday, the Denver Broncos visit the Buffalo Bills.
Ooh.
Buffalo, 8.5-point favorites. Leroy, tickle your fancy?
Yeah. It does. Where's Buffalo? We talk about competing with Kansas City for the AFC spot in the Super Bowl. You're talking about three teams. You're talking about Buffalo. You're talking about Kansas City, and you're talking about the Ravens.
My fancy is tickled.
If that says who do you think has the bigger chance of getting upset? If I asked you, between Denver, Buffalo, or Steelers, Ravens? You got to be the Steelers, Ravens, right?
Nah, I think I'm going to pick Buffalo getting upset, dude.
At home, in the snow?
Because the Ravens, it goes based on, first of all, I like a team like the Broncos that's basically been in the playoffs for a month. Where the Steelers have kind of been struggling. They've been pretty mid for like a while.
Yeah they were in, remember they had a chance, like the Dolphins did, to be the number one seed three weeks ago in the season.
Yeah, I think that's why I'm going with the Broncos. If you're telling me more likely, I don't think there'll be an upset in either one, but if you told me if I had to,
who's been playing good football going into the playoffs?
Mm-hmm.
Right. I got you. And keep in mind, every year you have one of those wild card teams that just blow up.
Timbo says, that's a petty pick. I have nothing left. At 4:30, the Green Bay Packers visit the Philadelphia Eagles. Philadelphia is a 5-point favorite.
Not enough.
Wow. All right.
Not enough. Without knowing the status of Jordan Love. Not enough.
I think he's back at practice, though, so I think he will be good to go.
Okay. Oh, he had the old dead foot in his throwing hand.
Did you, that was Love, right?
Yeah, Jordan Love. Yeah.
Yeah.
That being said, the Philadelphia quarterback could play one play and be out. So
He could be. I think AJ Brown got banged up too. That popped up on the injury report. So they got that. I mean, listen, all us fails. Hand that ball over to 26.
That is correct.
You know, like he is
correct.
He is an absolute. He is an absolute monster. So this game tickles your fancy.
Yep. Yep. I'm gonna be all in.
All what in. About
my fancy
at 8 o'clock? The Washington Commanders visit the Tampa Bay Buccaneers on NBC and Peacock.
I call upset alert.
Ooh.
I call upset alert.
Tampa's a 3-point favorite.
My oh, Tampa's a 3-point favorite. Never mind. It's not upset alert.
Oh, okay.
I like Tampa. I just think defensively they can keep you in any game. Baker just something about him, right? Something about Baker that you kind of cheer for him, even though he was thrown in our face at an early, you know, early in his career because he was in every commercial.
I do miss those commercials when he had the stadium was his house. Those were funny. Was that State Farm? Who was that?
I don't know.
I think it was State Farm. It sounds
those are funny. He had to check the toilets.
Yeah. So I like Tampa there. I think a lot of people like Tampa simply because Jaden is young. And that team will play excellent for two quarters and then just lose their mind and something crazy will happen. So they can compete with them, but I don't think they just can sustain it long enough.
Finally, Monday Night Football
in Arizona.
The Minnesota Vikings visit. Well, I guess they're not visiting. They're all visiting. They are taking on the Los Angeles Rams. Minnesota is a 3-point favorite. Does that tickle your fancy, Leroy?
Yeah, I could see.
My fancy is tickled.
I could see Minnesota, you know, taking control of this game. I would say, however, if that passing game for the Rams gets going, oh my goodness, it is almost unstoppable. It seems like somebody's open on every play. So, I mean, you look at what Flo's been doing defensively. Mm-hmm. You look at our guy, Van Ginks. I know. Right? They have a really good defense. If you had to pick between an offense and a defense, this time of year you go defense and they can run the football. And there you go. Even though Sam Darnold, man, he looked
he's going to get a big raise. I know that.
Yep. But he didn't look his best the last game.
That is Tickle My Fancy. We'll take a break.
He is tickled.
More to come after this.